The Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, it's Friday and I'm feeling so prepared for just about everything. Why? National Preparedness Month. And who better to talk us through this, to Sherpa us up the mountain of preparedness than, boy, I'm really full of it today. Brianna Colville in from Wilkin County.
Good morning, emergency services.
Good morning.
That was a heck of an intro.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to pull it back here.
Yep.
Too much caffeine.
I've never been compared to a Sherpa.
Too much caffeine.
Yeah.
Well, you are. You're taking us up this hill of common sense. I always say that. I've said that from day one.
Absolutely. But never the Sherpa thing.
Never that the Sherpa. Nice. So that's new.
That was great.
All right. Well, again, let's continue on because September, National Preparedness Month.
Yes.
And you got two kind of preparedness things you want to talk about.
Well, okay, so we always talk about making a kit, have generators, do all the things, which I get it. You think that's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time or money to put into that. So today we're going to talk about all the low cost and no cost things you can do to become better prepared.
You got everybody's attention.
Absolutely.
Now. All right.
Now, the number one thing you can do that's going to make you better prepared, talk.
Yeah, communication is good.
It.
Yeah.
Yep, just talk with your family, talk with your household. Try to formulate that plan to make sure that everybody's on the same page. Secondly, write down your communications plan. Ready.gov, the FEMA website that does all of their public education stuff, has a fantastic template where you can just type in the phone numbers and everybody's names and the addresses, and then it's going to print it out on this cool little piece of paper for you, and you can just make copies and everybody can have one. What do you know?
So you got verbal and you got written. I love this.
Absolutely, because who remembers phone numbers and addresses anymore?
Not me.
I sure don't. Secondly, make sure that your important documents are stored in a place that is safe. So now, this is going to be an item that's going to cost you a little money, but fire safes?
Yeah.
Just those little ones?
They're worth it, yeah.
Exactly. They're what? $40, $50. They're not super expensive, but it's worth it when you talk about storing your birth certificates and your passports and your social security cards and the important bank documents and, you know, car titles and all of those different things that are expensive and difficult to replicate. So make sure that you're storing all of those in a safe location, whether it be in a fire safe or in what you would deem a safe location, and preferably in a watertight container.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're not in a fire safe, make sure they're at least in a watertight container and in an area that's preferably not on the floor of your utility room or anything like that.
Yeah, see, more common sense.
Exactly. Yeah. Make sure that you're storing those in a slightly elevated place. So if you do ever have any water damage from water infiltration or your sump pump fails or
anything like that.
Exactly. Those things are very common to happen. So making sure that those documents are safe. Secondly, one of the items that we always say to put in your emergency kit is an extra change of clothes. Nobody says you need to go out and buy new clothes. Go through your closet, grab something old that still fits, that still works.
You don't have to be GQ
in
an emergency, yeah.
So next time you're going through your closets to make donations to whatever charity store you work with, maybe save one outfit for each person that still fits and put that into your emergency kit. So buy that Rubbermaid tote and just start accumulating these things as you go. Nobody says you have to go out to the store and buy all the items at once. You can slowly build these kits over time, and then it's low cost for you when you really break it down. Now, one thing we haven't really reviewed is the items that go in those kits.
All right.
Since I brought up the clothes.
I'm glad you... Okay, now let's move into that.
Yes. So 3 days of food and water for each person in your family, plus food for your pets if you have pets, and then any specialized items if somebody has dietary concerns, and then medications. Extra cell phone batteries or a charger. So you can buy those reusable batteries. You charge it with a USB and it gets you a full charge on your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
The battery life on those holds for quite a long time. So just trying to keep one of those charged in your kit, that's a great thing. Having a radio or a NOAA weather radio, a hand crank radio, something where you can get information that you can listen to KBMW on to get all that emergency information when you need.
Sure.
A flashlight, extra batteries, first aid kit, a whistle to signal for help in case you are trapped in your home.
Great idea. Yes.
You know, if it's the kit that you keep in your vehicle in case you need to flag someone down, anything like that. A dust mask in case you end up in a situation where there's a lot of particulates in the air. What if you're in an evacuation area because there's a wildfire or something like that?
Yeah, you want to be breathing that, right?
Exactly. You just want a dust mask to protect your mouth and your face so you're not breathing that in. Baby wipes, garbage bag, toilet paper for sanitation needs. Mm-hmm. Enough said on that. A can opener in case you packed those non-perishable food items right in there like you should. Not everything's a pop top anymore. So making sure you have a way to open those cans, because that's going to be really disheartening if you pack a whole bunch of food in there and you have no way to open those cans.
That's why cans of Spam are a great thing to put in there.
And they last forever.
They will last forever.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
They could survive a nuclear attack. I swear.
I'm pretty sure. That and a box of Twinkies and you would be set, right? Throw in some Peeps and you're good for life.
More preservatives and...
Exactly.
All right. Sorry.
Last item, just a wrench or a set of pliers in case you need to turn off the utilities in your home before you leave. So really super simple things to keep in that kit. And if you just build it over time, it's not going to seem so cost prohibitive or, you know, as lengthy of a process. It's not as overwhelming if you just add an item, you know, once a week. You run and do your daily or your weekly shopping, grab an extra can opener, grab an extra wrench, you know, find a small radio.
Common sense,
there.
Yeah. Exactly. What are you going to need?
Exactly. So then you can just build that kit over time, and then you'd be better prepared.
You don't have to do it all overnight.
No, absolutely not.
That's the point of all this.
Exactly.
All right.
Yep, little steps get us more prepared over time.
All right. Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
All right. Comments, observations, what say you? I always look to you for this. I always look to you for this because I'm not as diehard as I used to be. So I'm kind of getting all my Vikings love by proxy just through you.
I'm not ready to talk about it yet.
Okay. Well, let's not talk about it.
Yep. We're going to see how this weekend goes with Carson Wentz.
Okay.
I'm
looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm hoping things go really well. You know, I was really excited after week one.
Yeah.
When McCarthy, you know, he scored his own touchdown. You know, the game was back and forth, and it was an exciting game, and it had ups and downs, and it was really great. And then this last one was not so great. And yep, exactly. And we're going to see how Wentz does. I'm really excited.
I am too. I think he'll do okay.
We're just going to
hope for the best, Brianna. Yes.
I know. We still
always
have hope.
Well,
we're only talking about week three.
Viking
there's still
fans.
So much
we
hope.
We got to have hope to make
that's
up
all
for
we
all
have.
That. Yes, the heartbreak.
Yep.
Yes.
Exactly. So
all right.
We'll just see how it goes. We'll talk about that next week.
So how about scouts and your son in football, too?
Oh, well, I mean, gosh, football season is almost done for the middle school kids. I can't believe that. We're halfway through the season already.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. Absolutely crazy. They're in Castleton next Monday, so hopefully that game goes well for them. But
he's having fun, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's homecoming week.
Yeah.
So we can't talk about, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th grade football.
I know,
when
I know,
it's
I know.
Homecoming week.
Right.
Scouts are going well.
Good.
You know, they're working into fall. They're going to be selling Christmas wreaths soon. Yeah, I know. When you think about it, it's the end of September.
I may need a wreath.
It's just about Christmas wreath season.
Yeah, right.
And then the Cub Scouts have their Halloween carnival coming up middle of October. So watch out for the flyer for that.
Yeah,
that's always a fun event. So we're just cruising into those regular routines of activities now that camping season is over.
I still have your Christmas tin back here
that
you always bring Christmas cookies in, and I wanted to give it back to you, and you said keep it.
Well, I assume what you're going to do is hand it to me and ask for a refill.
I'll always do that.
Yeah,
I tell you what, in the kitchen, you are a force to be reckoned with, I'm telling you.
Well, thanks.
Brianna Colville, Wilkin County Emergency Services, and we're talking preparedness this month. You going to be back next Friday?
Absolutely.
Tell me yes. All right. 916 here, the voice of the valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.